Years ago, when I was a college student, I lived in a big white frame house. It had an inner hallway to go to the four apartments. And my apartment was set up almost like this area. We had a couch here. The door was where Britton is sitting. And we had a master bedroom over here with two big French doors that closed. Nice wood paneling, 1920s prairie style. And downstairs below us for 4 years in this rental house was three members, sometimes three or four or five, members of Big Twist and the Mellow Fellows. Big Twist was 300 pounds of heavenly joy. His big hit was Too Much Barbecue. He is on Alligator Records. Now, Big Twist has passed to the Cholesterol Restaurant in the Sky, but you can look him up on Alligator Records, and it's great music. Anyway, we had a mess up between my first, now ex-wife, Britton's mom and myself, and we neglected to apparently lock the front door, which was no big problem because it had a passageway in between and nobody ever came up that wasn't our friends. So the bathroom was over here too. So I had to come out early in the morning to do what men have to do early in the morning. And I took one step out of the French doors, and there asleep on my couch was a stranger. That wasn't too bad, but on the floor in front of the couch was the biggest, there's a theme here about dogs and drugs all night long, was the biggest white German Shepherd Great Pyrenees mix I have ever seen. The dog's head was this big. You know your polar bear at the zoo? This dog had a bigger head. I took one step out of the French doors and so I shut the door and I said, Cookie, wake up. Cookie, wake up. She goes, what? I said, there's a dog in our living room. She goes, a what? I said, a dog. I opened the French doors a little bit more, and I'm looking this way, and I said, dude, wake up, dude. And the more I shouted, the more this dog went, see, I'm not the only person who can do sound effects today. Anyway, about an hour and a half later, with me dancing on one leg, because I really had to go to the bathroom, finally, and this is before cell phone, so I couldn't phone downstairs or anything, finally, I was able to walk past the dog, go downstairs, and knock on the door. Well, these are musicians, and it was Saturday morning. Well, it was Saturday about 11 o'clock. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. I said, the only thing I could figure out was it must be somebody from downstairs. Sure enough, they said, oh, yeah, we met this guy at a bar. We said, yeah, come by our house, man. We'll blow a few joints and, you know, come on. And they came up and they said, they had to wake him up, too. And finally, they got the dog and him out. And I said, you know, we got to remember to not lock the door. But the neat thing is, that here it is 40 years later, talk about Facebook, another theme, I am still friends now with the saxophone player and the guitar player, all these years later. So God bless rhythm and blues.